This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we just observed a great and meaningful anniversary, the anniversary of the March on Washington in 1963. It is amazing, isn't it, that it's 60 years ago. And that, of course, was the occasion of one of the most famous orations in all of American history, the I Have a Dream speech by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. What about using that address, those events, to make partisan points? That's an accusation by Jason Riley. Jason Riley is an opinion columnist at the Wall Street Journal. His column, Upward Mobility, has been running in the journal since 2016. He's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and the author of books such as Please Stop Helping Us, How Liberals Make It Harder for Blacks to Succeed, and False Black Power in 2017. Jason, glad to be speaking to you on this eve of Labor Day weekend, and congratulations on this column. You talk about the way that President Biden responded to the March on Washington, and basically wrote a column for the Washington Post where he took a tremendous amount of credit for all of the advances of Black America, based upon things that his administration had done. What's wrong with that exactly?
Well, I can't say I'm entirely surprised. He is a politician, and so he used the op-ed to score political points. And I understand why he's doing it. I mean, if you look at the polling, he's struggling right now with black voters, and not struggling in the sense, Michael, that he's going to lose the black vote. But Democrats really need to clean up with the black vote. They need to really run the table. 80-90% plus black support they need to win national elections. And the point is, he's struggling. He's down from where he was 4 years ago. And that's worrisome for him. And so he tried to use this address, I think, to sort of buck up black support, because he's in a little bit of trouble.
And what do you think the heart of that trouble is? I mean, one of the things that you and I have been talking about for years and years, both on and off the air, has been enabling the Republican Party to make inroads into communities of color, which is really crucial to the future of the Republican Party. And here it is, it's happening. What is it that Republicans are doing right that would allow some of the figures you have in your most recent column that show a lot of communities of color, not just black communities, moving over to give at least the Republican side some consideration?
Well, I think this particular case is less about what Republicans are doing than what Democrats have been doing. And the Democratic problem has been, in recent years, they've been catering to the more progressive wing of the party, white college-educated elites. And so their focus has been on the issues that progressives want to focus on, climate change, defunding the police, ridding the world of fossil fuels, the transgender agenda, and so forth. And these are not the concerns of rank-and-file Democrats, most Democrats, particularly less educated, non-white, working-class Democrats who are interested in more bread-and-butter issues, inflation and the state of the economy and so forth, and don't necessarily agree with progressives on their priorities. And I think that has been the Democrats' problem, is ignoring the concerns of working-class Democrats, and that's why Biden finds himself in a little bit of trouble here.
You point out that President Barack Obama, when he ran against Mitt Romney in 2012, Mitt Romney, among communities of color, had a 67-point disadvantage. Obama had a 67-point advantage. And right now, according to polling, that has gone down from 67-point edge for Democrats to a mere 16 points among this demographic. And again, is there appropriate levels of concern other than this rather boastful piece in the Washington Post that you cite in your column that, that President Biden had written for him? Is there appropriate concern, and what is it that the Democrats could do or that Republicans should do to boost more support, to generate more support in the black community and elsewhere?
Well, I think that the opening here for Republicans is to talk about the issues that the Democrats are neglecting to talk about, because there's not a lot good to say about them, frankly, and that is the issue of inflation and how it's eating away at paychecks, the issue of economic growth in general, and that's, I think, what they can focus on. They can also focus on school choice, which is a hugely popular issue among blacks and Hispanic parents, particularly those of school-age children, and you have a Democratic Party still in the grips of the teachers' union who want to oppose things like charter schools and vouchers and tax credits and so forth. So talk about the things that the Democrats are reluctant to talk about because of special interest groups telling them what their agenda should be. And, you know, you can also, you know, we're still in the aftermath of the COVID and what that did to our education system and what that did in terms of minorities who are already lagging academically and how that exacerbated things. So there are a lot of issues, I think, that are a lot of ways, I think, that Republicans could take advantage of this if they set their mind to it.
You write in your piece, regardless of what Mr. Biden believes he's done for blacks, isn't King's historic march a time to reflect on what blacks have done for themselves? And you give examples of some of the progress that people with a darker view of America, a more grim, negative view of America, don't acknowledge. What are some of those examples of progress?
Well, one of the things I point to is what King did in standing up to the Democratic president at the time, who urged him not to hold the march, and that was John F. Kennedy, who thought it was a bad idea and told him that he shouldn't go forward with the march. So that was an act, I think, of boldness right there to not take the advice of the president. But there have been tremendous gains among blacks, the left is, you know, there have been academic gains, there have been educational gains. There have been income gains. There have been all kinds of gains, but the left doesn't want to acknowledge that because they get a lot of political mileage out of pretending that it's still 1963 in this country. And so they've long been reluctant to acknowledge the advances that blacks have made.
And yet, not acknowledging those advances creates at least a rhetorical sense of dependency, which isn't healthy for anyone, is it?
No, it's not just a rhetorical sense. I mean, the left has been focused on expanding the welfare state in the name of helping the disadvantaged, but that has created more dependency. It has subsidized counterproductive lifestyles. And I give the one stat in there about, at the time of the march, 2 out of 3 black kids were still living with a mother and a father. 30 years later, you know, 3 in 4 would not be. That's a legacy of the welfare state. That's not a legacy of Jim Crow. That's not a legacy of slavery. That's a legacy of the Great Society programs that we saw in the decades after the march. And so the left has to confront that. That's on them. And they're very reluctant to revisit some of these policies that have been put in place in the name of helping black people.
This column is extraordinarily important. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Jason Riley, I hope you and your family enjoy a wonderful holiday weekend coming up, marking the end of the summer, beginning of a new school year. We will be talking about a better way to disagree if Americans really are going to avoid a civil or uncivil war. Coming up on the MedMen Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some follow-ups, updates concerning some of the stories that we've been covering recently on this program. The Georgia trial of Donald Trump and the other 18 accused on charges that they conspired to overturn the 2020 election. that's going to be televised, and it's going to be streamed live, according to Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee. He, by the way, is an interesting figure because he is relatively young for a judge. He does not have a great deal of judicial experience, but my goodness, when you hear people on all sides of the political arena, they give great respect to Judge McAfee. McAfee issued his order today stating that all court proceedings involving Trump and his 18 co-conspirators will be broadcast via a television pool. The Fulton County Court's YouTube channel will stream the trials live. In addition, the judge ruled that reporters will be allowed to have computers and cell phones inside the courtroom as long as they don't record the proceedings. Also, this news alert, the Capitol physician medically cleared Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate, after health scares prompted new questions over his leadership position. The Senate GOP leader, Mitch McConnell, is medically cleared to continue his schedule, the U.S. Capitol physician said, after he froze for the second time in as many months in public. It was terrible to watch. We played the audio of it. The audio doesn't give you how fully disturbing it is. He just appears to have blanked out for a little bit less than a minute, but that's enough to feel very awkward when you're 81. The statement comes as McConnell moved behind the scenes to reassure his allies and donors he can do his job, even as questions persist over how long the 81-year-old Kentuckian will stay as Republican leader. I think that he will stay as Republican leader as long as he's in the Senate. What is a question now is whether he will run for re-election 3 years from now, and that's in 2026, obviously, when he would be 84. Also, news alert, one of the leaders of the Proud Boys group, Joe Biggs, has been sentenced to 17 years in the January 6th case. This is one of those cases that found prosecuting the prosecutions of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers for a seditious conspiracy. And with the idea that they actually did, there were members of those groups who specifically planned out some of the violence that was meant to stop the government's proper proceedings. It's in the Constitution that the joint session of Congress will certify the votes from the Electoral College on January 6th. That's exactly when there was an attempt to stop that proceeding, which was delayed. And they finally got it done, as you may remember, at 2 or 3 in the morning after the rioters were cleared away. In any event, Joe Biggs, who is one of the leaders of Proud Boys, who one of the first to be sentenced, he's sentenced to 17 years in prison, among the longest sentences handed down yet for a convicted rioter. Joe Biggs was convicted by a Washington, D.C. jury of several charges, including seditious conspiracy for attempting to forcibly prevent the transfer of power from then-President Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 election. Meanwhile, speaking of Joe Biden and power, the Biden administration is moving ever so slowly to loosen restrictions on marijuana. What does this signify? It signifies that an election is coming up and they think it's a winning issue for them, the 2024 election. A poll shows substantial support for marijuana legalization. Why is it happening? Well, the Department of Health and Human Services told the Drug Enforcement Administration it wants cannabis reclassified as a Schedule 3 drug. The move would make it easier for companies to bring cannabis products to market, Bloomberg reports. Great. That's just what we need, right? There have been so many studies, and with so much science backing them up that marijuana is a problem and is an increasing problem following legalization, with more and more people suffering from addiction because marijuana is addictive. Marijuana has been in the past categorized as a Schedule I drug since 1970, meaning it's considered to have no accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Schedule I drugs include heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. Schedule III substances are considered to have some medical uses and a lower potential for addiction. Advocates want the Biden administration to go further and remove marijuana from the list of controlled substances altogether instead of rescheduling it. The historic recommendation that is just underway is the best news for the cannabis industry in 70 years, but this isn't a done deal, says James Whitcomb, who leads a marijuana insurance startup. A marijuana insurance startup, if marijuana is so safe and so wonderful and so beneficial, you wouldn't think you would need marijuana insurance. Speaking of insurance, there is this story from Chicago, from Bloomberg. A television crew reporting on a series of robberies in a Chicago neighborhood got to experience the crime wave firsthand. The TV team, a 28-year-old man and a 42-year-old woman who worked for the Spanish language Univision, Chicago, had a video camera and other personal belongings stolen on Monday by three armed men wearing ski masks in Westtown. The footage the team shot was in the stolen camera, so the story never aired. Incident comes as Mayor Brandon Johnson, who took over about 100 days ago, has faced criticism from business leaders for being slow to deal with crime. He's done nothing, having only recently named a new police chief for the third largest U.S. city. His predecessor, Lori Lightfoot, lost her job this year in part because of surging crime. She became the first Chicago mayor to fall in a recession bid since 1983. Chicago has been grappling with rising crime since the pandemic. You hear the shooting totals, which is dozens every weekend, with overall complaints surging 54% since 2019. The incident involving a Univision crew occurred just a 10-minute drive from the Loop, the city's business district. We will be right back with the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, working to help us disagree better. Coming up.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Idalia isn't ready to head out to sea just yet. Parts of eastern North Carolina are experiencing flash floods, and the South Santee River is under a tropical storm warning all the way to the North Carolina-Virginia state line. Idalia is expected to move out into the Atlantic Ocean later today. Former President Donald Trump is being accused of greatly overstating his net worth on financial disclosure forms. Scott Pringle has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James filed court papers Wednesday alleging that Trump's net worth was between $800 million and $2.2 billion less each year for a decade. This is part of a civil lawsuit where James argues that because Trump allegedly lied on financial forms, the Trump Organization got better loans. James is seeking sanctions that would hurt the Trump Organization's operations in the state. Trump has called the case a witch hunt. A trial is set for October.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Believe that he has gone mad.
Michael Medved.
A stark raving lunatic.
And on the Michael Medved show, no one would call the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, a stark raving lunatic. He just won re-election with over 60% of the vote in the Beehive State. He'll be joining us in a few minutes, actually. And meanwhile, there's someone else who I'd love to have on the air. He's somebody who has begun attacking the Democratic Party with great energy and abandon and intensity. Cornel West, who is going to be the Green Party candidate for president, have no idea who his running mate is going to be this time, but he is campaigning and explaining why he believes that he's a Democrat in the tradition of Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, has never been a Democrat. Bernie Sanders is an independent, remember, and a socialist. But in any event, Cornel West loves Bernie Sanders, and he loves AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But he says they're not the real leaders of the Democratic Party. They're just window dressing. Listen to Cornel West, a noted academic.
That the Democratic Party has no fundamental intention of speaking to the needs of poor people and working people. They are dominated by their corporate wing. They're dominated by the militarists when it comes to foreign policy. And that he and AOC and the others are going to be, in a certain sense, window dressing at worst and at best, people to appeal to every 4 years. But the Democratic Party is beyond redemption at this point when it comes to seriously speaking to.
Okay, Democratic Party is beyond redemption. Can people understand why Democrats are worried about the Cornel West campaign? Because, again, he's well enough known, and he can have a big enough media presence. It's not unthinkable. It's unthinkable that he would win any states, but it's not unthinkable that nationwide he would win 3%, 4%, 5% of the vote. And if he does that, and it's a close election, I don't think that Cornel West is going to be taking too many votes from Trump. Meanwhile, speaking of Trump, President Trump has now posted over 100 new Truth Social videos. And he started this flurry of social media activity yesterday. And yesterday he posted about 40 videos, and then now he's gone over 100. This is not an alternative, it's a supplement to his Agenda 47, because he'd be the 47th president, video series. In those video series, he talks about policy positions and issues. These little truths, as they're called, on Truth Social actually just make a few punchy points, and they sound like this. This is a message that former President Trump sent to GOP prosecutors. Listen.
Attorney generals, hope that Republican district attorneys and attorney generals throughout the country are closely watching the tremendous weaponization of justice that is being utilized against me. There's never been anything like it. But you ought to watch, and frankly, it's an eye for an eye, or it's fight fire with fire. What they're doing to our country is amazing. So, Republicans, I hope you're watching.
Okay, he has said in the past that his favorite biblical verse is an eye for an eye, which, by the way, is often misunderstood and interpreted to make it sound like the Bible wants you to remove people's eyes and take out people's teeth. It has to do with monetary penalties, the kind that Trump is facing in this new proceeding by Letitia James in New York about misstating his wealth. He also had a message, President Trump, for rhinos, radicals, and communists. Listen.
For the first time in 3 years, brave American patriots will be able, in court, to show how the presidential election of 2020 was rigged and stolen. For those rhinos, radical left Democrats, communists, Marxists, fascists, and others who say, don't look back, look forward. They either do not want to reveal the answers because they got away with murder, or are fools and cowards because we know that if we don't find out the reason, it could happen again, and we're not going to let it happen again. All of the fraud, irregularities, and cheating, we cannot ever let a thing like that take place in the United States of America. Thank you very much.
Okay, do you think if he happens to lose this election that there might be some additional protests about cheating and fraud, no matter how decisive it might be? He also wants us to put the indictments, which he's currently dealing with, in context, the proper context. This is clip three.
These crazy indictments against me should be viewed as campaign contributions to crooked Joe Biden and his radical left thugs. This will be their updated form of cheating and election interference. Remember, these are Biden indictments. They're not pure and simple. They're not coming down from heaven. These are indictments made up by Joe Biden and the people that surround him, mostly the people that surround him. He's got a bad group. They're thugs. They're radical left fascists. They're Marxists. They're communists. They have the worst people. But these people made these indictments. So when they say, oh, Donald Trump is going to court, no, no. We're going to court to fight a crooked system, a corrupt system, and Democrats better be careful what they wish for. Because this kind of thing can happen to them. and it can happen very quickly. Thank you very much.
The same thing can happen to them. It's going to happen very quickly. Well, certainly in terms of criticism, there is clip number 6 with President Trump commenting about the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, who's bringing two of these cases against him. Listen.
Changed person met with high. It has just been reported that aides to Trump prosecutor, deranged Jack Smith, he is a deranged person, met with high officials at the White House just prior to these political sleazebags indicting me over nothing. If this is so, which it is because we have proof, that means that Biden and his fascist thugs knew and approved of the country's dividing form of election interference. In other words, they knew exactly what was happening with respect to the raid on Mar-a-Lago, with respect to the indictment of Donald Trump, the president, the former president, despite their insisting that they knew nothing. Biden said, I know nothing about it, but he also said that about Hunter's business, that he knew nothing about it. Now he ended up lying. He said they knew nothing about Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 knew nothing about anything, and it was all a big lie. But he knew all about the indictment, and he knew all about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which was a disgrace. Never happened a thing like that before. Our country is going communist. Our country is going far beyond socialist. It's fascist. It's Marxist. It's horrible what's happening to America. America is no longer America. But we're going to make our country great again. We're going to make it bigger and better and stronger than ever before. Thank you very much.
Okay, what is he going to take over? How is he going to make it bigger? Said bigger and better than ever before. Can you imagine? There might be people out there who listen to these one after another as a way of falling asleep at night. That surely can provide you with happy dreams. Speaking of happy dreams, the American dream. The American dream should, says Governor Spencer Cox of Utah, involve a better way to disagree. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, do you ever speak with people who are just depressed about our politics and the way things are going? There's an easy solution, which is don't focus so intensely on Washington, D.C. Look at state capitals and look at the governors, especially some of the promising Republican governors. We've had two rising stars among current governors. We had Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, who joined us last week. And this week, we're honored to speak to Spencer Cox, the governor of Utah, just reelected with a landslide margin. He has great popularity, and he is also the head for 2023-2024 chairman of the National Governors Association. Governor Cox, thank you so much for making time for us, and thank you for your voice of optimism and reason and fellowship.
Well, Michael, you're so kind and generous, and I can't thank you enough for having me on. I'm glad you had my good friend Chris Sununu on as well. He's a great guy and a wonderful voice in the Republican Party.
Well, your voice has been raised on behalf of what you call Disagree Better. It's an initiative to provide for healthy conflict for better policy. What's the basic idea?
Well, it's pretty simple. And by the way, this is not just another civility initiative. It's not just about being nice to each other, although we certainly need more of that. But we've actually been working with researchers and scientists from Stanford and Dartmouth and Duke in these depolarization policy labs. The idea behind this, the impetus behind this is as I watch what's happening in our country as we become more polarized, I come to the conclusion that we cannot solve the biggest problems facing our country today if we hate each other and can't even have rational conversations with each other. And that's what we're seeing far too often in Washington, D.C., but not just in Washington, D.C., in our own homes, around our own dinner tables, with our neighbors, in our communities, in our churches. And it's very unhealthy. But again, this is not about just getting along. It's actually about disagreeing in the right ways. Conflict, it can be good and conflict can be bad. What we're seeing today is a very unhealthy level of conflict in our country. But healthy conflict is the way our nation was founded, on profound disagreement. But the ability to look past those disagreements, to argue passionately, but to not hate each other and not focus on tearing each other down, but instead focusing on problems, getting to know each other better, and then finding common solutions. And we can do that. We're modeling that in Utah most of the time. And we've done that historically in our country, and we can do it again, but it's incumbent on all of us to be better.
Utah is a special case, isn't it? Because there is overwhelming support for the Republican Party. But you have all different kinds of Republicans who occasionally do disagree, right?
Sure, yeah. Again, like most states, you're going to see we are a red state for sure, but there are some differences there. I mean, all you have to do is look at our two senators. You have Senator Mike Lee and Senator Mitt Romney, very different Republicans, very different conservatives, and certainly there are disagreements there. But we're the fastest growing state in the nation, according to the last census. And so Utah is changing in very powerful ways. People have moved here from other states, especially coming out of the pandemic. Utah was the first state, out of the pandemic from a job standpoint. Our economy, we've had the best economy from GDP growth over the past 10 years. And so there are a lot of people coming to Utah. So our demographics are changing here, but that just gives us an opportunity again to work together, to disagree better, and to solve problems. And that's what I care about is actually solving problems. And sadly, we're not doing that across the country like we used to.
Well, part of the idea, as I understand it, and I think the material you've generated on the Disagree Better initiative is extremely promising. Part of the idea is not to attack people based upon their motives, not to say that somebody who may disagree with you on a certain point of taxation policy or education policy or anything else, that that person wants to destroy America or wants to make life bitter for people. It's one of the key elements of disagreeing better is basically giving your opponent some credit for decent intentions, right?
That's exactly right. The idea is that we attack ideas and not people, that we give people the same kind of benefit of the doubt as we would give ourselves. And really, it's pretty simple. It's about listening with curiosity, because what you will find is that the person who disagrees with you most of the time, almost all of the time, doesn't really want to destroy our country, doesn't really hate kids or hate, you know, their fellow human beings. They want the same things. They just think there's a different way to approach that. And this concept is incredibly powerful. Governor Jared Polis, who's a Democrat, my vice chair, and I did an ad together about how to disagree better around the dinner table with our MAGA uncle and our woke niece. But there are opportunities for it. Again, at the heart of it, we all want the same things. We want prosperity. We want success. We want opportunity. And we want our country to be the best country and to succeed. And so once we take away the extreme voices, most Americans on the right and left have the same ideals at heart. And when we get down to that level, now we can have productive conversations and we can actually work on solutions. I will tell you that sadly, many politicians today have gotten away from persuasion at all. It's all about attacking the other side, owning the other side, and trying to, trying to make our base fearful of the other side. And there is a power in dividing and tearing down other people. But it's incredibly toxic and unhealthy. The first party that gets back to persuading is going to win a lot of elections in this country.
Well, again, this is one of those things in this election for president and in most of the elections for senator, for governor, or for state legislatures. It's the independents and people who aren't totally signed on to one party or another who make the difference and can actually win the election for the conservative ideas that I know that you support. You interested in continuing as governor, or you have other political plans?
Well, I appreciate you asking that, and I'm glad you brought up the presidential election. I'm very fortunate to be governor of this great state. I'm blessed every day, and I have no other aspirations. I know every politician says that, but nobody means it more than me right now. Because of the divisiveness that we see in Washington, D.C., I mean, Michael, if you look at the numbers today, it's just flabbergasting to me. Recent polling showed that 70% of Republicans don't want Donald Trump to run for office. office, and 75% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for office, and yet we are heading to what will likely be the next most divisive election of our lifetimes. Our hope is to be able to provide some counter-programming, and you said it at the beginning. If you want some optimism, look to governors. Because governors, potholes aren't partisan. We actually have to accomplish things. We have to work together, and we do. We're laboratories of democracy. I steal ideas from other governors all the time. They steal ideas from me. We figure out ways to work together, and there is real optimism. For those people that are discouraged, there are great things in this country, and I'm hopeful we can get back to our better angels and start to look for candidates who can provide those better angels and help us see that we... There's nothing more un-American than hating our fellow Americans. We can do this together.
Amen. Amen. Do you think, looking over all of the various presidential candidates on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, can you think of a couple of candidates who seem to get it?
Sure, yeah. I think there are a lot of candidates that get it. I'm kind of partial to governors and former governors for lots of reasons. Obviously, you know, paying attention on the right. I want Republicans to win. I think Republicans have the best ideas. And I was really impressed with former Governor Nikki Haley in this past debate. I thought she did a great job. She's really fantastic. I love governors because they've actually had to do some things. Tim Scott's an interesting guy, a guy who he's not a former governor, but who really gets it. Yeah, not a candidate, but you mentioned Governor Sununu, who's one of my absolute favorites. And there are some great governors on the left as well. I mentioned Jared Polis, who I'm very impressed with. Some of you may have seen the way he responded to a kid in his state who was suspended for wearing a patch or having a flag, the Gadsden flag, on his backpack, was kicked out of school, and he came out and defended that kid and defended free speech and talked about the history of that flag. And so there are really some great politicians out there, and I just as Americans get more tired of the divisiveness and start looking towards the builders instead of the destroyers, I think you'll find there are a few people out there that could fit that bill.
Governor Spencer Cox of the great state of Utah, thank you for what you do for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.